You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Friday evening, April 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Solagenex SNGX advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Solagenex advances CTCL research with interim analysis and comparative study results, showcasing positive data from its Phase 3 FLASH 2 study and Hybrite therapy. The company's focus on innovative treatments for serious conditions is evident in the encouraging clinical update and positive results against Valcor-R. TCTCL, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma primarily affecting the skin, is the main focus of Solagenex's recent advancements.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC, positions LB-100 as novel approach in cancer treatment landscape. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC has positioned LB-100 as a novel approach in the cancer treatment landscape. The company's clinical stage pharmaceutical pipeline focuses on LB-100, an inhibitor of protein phosphatase 2A, PPP2A, designed to enhance the effectiveness of established cancer therapies. LB-100 is currently being evaluated in clinical programs targeting solid tumors with significant unmet medical need, potentially making tumors more responsive to chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
The Haunton Gold Corp gains relevance as inflation, conflict, and central bank demand reshape the gold market. Central bank gold buying continues amidst a favorable environment for safe haven assets. The Haunton is actively advancing its projects in Nevada's Walker Lane, including the flagship Santa Fe Mine project. With rising geopolitical tensions and persistent inflation risks, gold's appeal remains strong. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Precision oncology is shifting toward combination strategies, ultimately changing how new therapies are built. Lixi Biotechnology Holdings Inc. is at the forefront with their first-in-class PP2A inhibitor LB-100, aiming to enhance treatment response by disrupting Lixi IOC FLIP-EP. Clinical trials are underway for solid tumors like ovarian and colorectal cancers. The focus now is on combining therapies to improve outcomes in cancer treatment.
Two scientists to receive 2026 Ralph L. Sacco scholarships for brain health. Two neuroscientists, Sarah Kettlety and Callie McEntee, have been awarded the 2026 Ralph L. Sacco scholarships for brain health. Each will receive a $150,000 two-year scholarship to support research in brain health. Kettlety will study childhood concussions' impact on heart rate, while McEntee will research the connection between exercise and brain health. The scholarships are a tribute to the late Dr. Ralph L. Sacco's dedication to advancing brain health.
Mining news breaks. Search Minerals Inc. receives Newfound and Labrador grant to advance rare earth exploration. Search Minerals Inc. has received a $91,000 grant from Newfoundland and Labrador to support its rare earth exploration in the Port Hill. Hope Simpson, St. Louis District. The funding will aid programs like the Fox Run 2025 initiative defining high-grade mineralization. Search Minerals aims to advance key targets like Deep Fox and Foxtrot for potential production, contributing to the development of a North American rare earth supply chain.
Blue Lagoon Resources Inc. has reached a significant milestone, achieving consistent underground production of 100 tons per day at its Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Mine near Smithers, BC. The company has doubled its production crew with a second mining contractor, aiming to advance towards a target of 150 tons per day. Blue Lagoon has also completed 3 sales of gold and silver concentrates, totaling approximately US$4.10 million, and has opened a fire assay laboratory near Smithers to support operational decision-making.
New atmospheric correction method could finally deliver on precision agriculture's promise. A new open-access paper from Resolve, Inc., suggests that accurate surface reflectance could revolutionize precision agriculture. The study compares atmospheric correction methods on Sentinel-2 imagery, revealing the potential for low-cost, automated crop intelligence. By standardizing surface reflectance, farmers could benefit from automated cloud removal, crop start date indexing, stable NDVI readings, and more. Resolve aims to make precision agriculture analytics trustworthy and affordable at scale. Centenario announces initial work starting at the Los Reyes Copper EYSN Core Gold Project in Chihuahua, Mexico, and Centenario Gold Corp. The first phase includes mapping and sampling of old underground mine workings along a Ness trending contact zone. The second phase will involve a 1,500 meters diamond drilling program to test high-grade QZNAG skarn zones. Environmental permits are expected by late April 2026, with drilling to follow shortly after.
ES Gold Corp is gearing up to start a drill program in May on its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. The company is also moving forward with mill construction and expanding its exploration efforts. With gold prices doubling since January 2025, ES Gold is well positioned to meet the demand for precious metals. CEO Gordon Robb expressed confidence in the company's plans for development and exploration.
Solugen X Inc. advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Solugen X reports positive interim analysis results for its CTCL research, showing consistent response rates in patients. The company also reveals promising comparative study data for its hybrid TM therapy against Valclar. These advancements demonstrate Solugen X's commitment to developing innovative treatments for serious conditions like cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma primarily affecting the skin.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Helus Pharma TBOE, CA, HLP, LE has appointed Dr. Ken Kramer, PhD, as Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs. With over 20 years of experience in neuroscience-focused medical affairs leadership, including roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Karuna Therapeutics, and AbbVie, Dr. Kramer is expected to support Helus in advancing its pipeline and strengthening engagement with clinical and scientific stakeholders.
Generation Uranium defines multiple high-impact drill targets at Yath Project. Leveraging proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, Generation Uranium Inc. has defined multiple high-impact drill targets at its Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut. Leveraging a proven discovery model in one of Canada's hottest uranium districts, the company's upgraded exploration model integrates modern geophysics, historic data sets, and structural analysis, positioning Generation for a highly anticipated 2026 drill program pending final permit approval.
Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters as it moves toward a maiden mineral resource estimate and initial economic study at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Fitzroy Minerals continues with two-rig definition drilling, intercepting 92.5 meters at 0.53% copper from 3.5 meters at the Buen Retiro Copper Project, Chile. Drill hole BRT-DDH returned 92.5 meters at 0.53% CU from 3.5 meters including 46 meters at 0.90% CU from 95 meters.
GeoVax reports 2025 year-end financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs increase Now, the data in GeoVax Labs, Inc., reported its 2025 year-end financial results, showcasing a net loss of $21.50 million. The company's GeoMava vaccine, targeting MPOX and smallpox, is set to enter a pivotal Phase 3 trial later this year. With regulatory support from the EMA and key manufacturing milestones achieved, GeoVax aims to address global vaccine supply constraints and enhance Western state infested. Say INDI, DADOVS.
Lode Gold Fremont Gold Mine fast-tracks development with 3,500 meters for preliminary feasibility study. Lode Gold Resources, Inc. fast-tracks development at the Fremont Gold Project in California with a 3,500-meter drilling program for a preliminary feasibility study in 2026. The company aims to expand mineralization and improve geological confidence to support bulk underground mining. Plans include 1,400 meters of metallurgical drilling, 600 meters of hydrological drilling, and 1,500 meters of exploration drilling. The company targets completion of the PFS by Q2 2027.
Scientists discover brain cells that aid brain cancer development. Canadian scientists have made an unexpected finding about glioblastoma, one of the deadliest forms of brain cancer. Previously thought to be passive, certain brain cells are now found to actively fuel tumor growth. Efforts to develop effective therapies against glioblastoma are intensifying, with companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. working tirelessly to bring new treatments to market. This discovery sheds light on the complex nature of brain cancer development.
Lexaria's new animal study aims to expand valuable intellectual property. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces a new animal study aiming to expand its valuable intellectual property. The study will evaluate formulation enhancements using Dehydratec Semaglutide and Dehydratec CDD compositions to potentially stake new IP claims. Contracts with the CRO have been signed and dosing is expected to begin within 60 days. CEO Richard Christopher highlights the growing importance of improved drug delivery technology in the pharmaceutical industry.
Sylogenix Inc. gains analytical validation as its pipeline progresses, driving a positive outlook. A recent Zacks Small Cap Research report highlights key milestones, including strong interim data trends in the FLASH-2 study. The analysis emphasizes clinical and scientific developments contributing to Sylogenix's pipeline depth. Independent research coverage plays a vital role in evaluating emerging biotech companies, shaping their future prospects.
NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation collaborates with the University of Minnesota to study next-generation epilepsy therapies using the NBSEEG-based platform. Led by Dr. Sandipan Patty, the program aims to deliver novel therapeutics locally into specific brain regions to enhance efficacy and reduce side effects. This collaboration may lead to human studies, potentially revolutionizing precision epilepsy treatment. Loneliness linked to increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease. Loneliness has been linked to an increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease, according to new research. Unhealthy habits like smoking, excessive alcohol, and inactivity played a role in this connection. However, social isolation, such as living alone, did not show the same association. This study highlights loneliness as a potential modifiable risk factor for heart valve disease, emphasizing the importance of addressing emotional well-being in overall heart health.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.